Finding balance. As the words to hold me, rock me, which one voice sang so beautifully, remind us, we do sometimes set out on our own, even though we are not sure where the journey leads. And yet, we still sometimes, or often, make that choice. I think the motivation to walk down that individual path is a gift connected to the mystery of who we are as individuals. I remember as a little girl setting out on my own to climb a fire tower. After I reached a certain height, it began to rain and I froze. Fortunately, someone at the foot of the tower saw that I could not move and came up to help me descend the steps of the tower. This experience is a vivid memory of mine, not only because of how frightened I became, but also because I had wanted to show my independence, but was very relieved that a friend of my mom's came to my rescue. That kind of experience has repeated itself throughout my life and has reminded me of the importance of both following one's individual journey and also preserving connections with others. Another event in which I experienced both independence and community support also involved climbing. After moving to Colorado in my 30s, I wanted to climb a 14er. I signed up for a hike with a group who would be climbing Grays Peak. I did not know any members of the group, nor did I have any idea of what was involved in climbing a 14er. I grew up in New York State. As you can probably guess, what started out as an individual endeavor for me morphed into a community event as members of the group became acquainted with one another and supported each other during the climb. Interestingly, one of the hikers named Lee experienced what I experienced as a child climbing the fire tower. She froze while navigating her way across a snowfield with the aid of ropes. And just as someone helped me when I encountered fear on the steps of the fire tower, the group members helped Lee overcome her fear and accomplish her goal of reaching the top of the mountain. I no longer have any ambition to climb the high peaks of Colorado. However, whatever path I might choose in the future, I hope that the journey will be one in which I find a balance between independence and community. I think Douglas Steer, a Quaker teacher, paradoxically defines that balance when he states that the question, who am I, inevitably leads to a deeper one, whose am I? Because according to Steer, there is no identity outside of relationship. For those times in our lives when we choose to climb, literally or figuratively, may we find balance and support in community.